This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning, friends. How are you? Good to see everyone. I want to share with you a question that my son Shlomo asked me, and a few approaches. And the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Tes Amud Beis, on the Pasuk, Vayinatzu Es Mitzrayim, Amar Reb Ami Melamed, Sha'asa'uhu Kimetsuda She'ein Bay Dagan. They made us like a pile that has no grain, or there's an opinion like a pond that has no fish. And that means we really emptied out Mitzrayim. They're actually, the Gemara says, Rabasi Oimer Asuk Kimetsula She'in by Dagim, and Rav Shimon Lakishama Kimetsuda She'in by Dagan. We emptied them out. We really scraped the bottom of the barrel. We took out all the money. So the Noida Behuda and the Tzlach brings down the following question. My son asked me this question. Well then, where do we get the Bizas Hayam from? How are there spoils at the sea? To the extent that not only were there spoils at the sea, but Yoyser Hoysa Bizas Hayam Yoyser Mi Bizas Mitzrayim. We took more out of the sea than we took out of Egypt. How is that possible? If we empty them out. I mean, again, the question is, how is it that we took more out of the sea than out of Mitzrayim if we were Vayinatzlu Es Mitzrayim, if we emptied them out? This is the question. So actually, I'm a little hesitant to use this information. I was thinking maybe I'll save it for next week. But here we go. So Noid Behuda says that his son, Rabbeinu Yisrael Segal, answered that Klal Yisrael, they lived in Ramses. Their work was in Pisaim in Ramses. But the rest of the country, the Jews weren't there. But when the Gula happened, then they all came to the capital city, and whatever they borrowed, Klei Chesef and Zav and Smalois, they borrowed from their residents in Ramses. Also, they borrowed from the capital city. But the rest of the country, they did not have any interaction with. In other words, the Jewish people interacted with their neighbors in Ramses, they interacted with their neighbors in the capital of Mitzrayim, but they didn't have much dealings with the rest of the country. So they emptied out Ramses, they emptied out the capital. The rest of the country was not affected until the Yam. So that's Gedoyla Hoysa Bizas Hayam Yoysa Bizas Mitzrayim. And the Noid Behuda says it's a nice answer. However, Noid Behuda says that if not for Rashi, I would have explained differently. What does it mean? Kimitsula She'im Bay Dagim. And this is along the lines of what we were saying on Wednesday. So it really dovetails on what we were talking about this week. We know all the exiles that we've been exiled to, even though it's a punishment, but the Golus was Latoiva, like the Gemara Darshins in Psachim, that Hashem exiled the Jewish people among the nations of the world. Why? In order to add on Gerim to us. Because the idea is, we know that there are sparks of Kedusha that fall into the Klipa, and Klal Yisrael has to go all over the world in order to bring these sparks of Kedusha back, and they come back in the guise of Gerim. Now, says the Noida Behuda, this is a concept you should all be familiar with because we learned about it on Wednesday. But says the Noid Behuda that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, we took out all the sparks of Kedusha. That's why we had so many Gerim, right? The Torah says, V'gam Erev Rava Alu Imahem, because we basically took out every single spark of Kedusha. But says the Noid Behuda, even though we can't really be doyrish time of the mitzvahs, but what's the reason why the Torah warns us three times never to go back to Mitzrayim? The reason is because we have no business there, because we finished all of our business over there. Why is it that other galusim we've never been warned? God never said, don't go back to France. God never said, don't go back to Germany. God never said, don't go back to other countries. Why dafka Mitzrayim? Because other galusim we left, either we were chased out or we left with permission, and we never finished the job. But Mitzrayim, we left with great pomp and ceremony. We left Biyad Rama, and therefore many Geirim attached themselves to us, and we finished the job. And therefore there's not one spark of Kedusha left. Therefore Hashem warns us never to go back. Says Noi Deb Yehuda, I've interpreted the Pasuk. V'haya b'ayayim ha'hu. Yitaka b'shoifar gadol. We say, U'bohu ha'ivdim b'eretz Ashur. V'hanidachim b'eretz Mitzrayim. Why does the Torah separate the Oivdim Eretz Ashur and the Nidachim in Mitzrayim? Says in Noi Deb Yehuda that according to what I said, it's very good. It says by Ashur, ha'oivdim, not ha'avudim. What does that mean, oivdim? We're lost. We have an aveda in Ashur. Listen carefully. We're oivdim b'Eretz Ashur. We have an aveda. What's the aveda? The sparks of Kedusha. But in Mitzrayim, there's no aveda. So why did we have to ever go there again? The answer is we didn't go there for any reason. We were just outcast over there. So everywhere else in the world, we're oivdim. We're lost there. We have to get back our lost object, our sparks of Kedusha. However, in Mitzrayim, we're nidachim. So says Noi Deb Yehuda, when we say we emptied out Mitzrayim, it's not talking about the money. It's talking about the ruchnias. But in terms of the gashmias, we didn't really finish the job. Or we didn't even do most of the job until we got to the Yam. So that's answer number two. Again, the question is, if we emptied out Mitzrayim, so then how could Bizas Hayam have been more than Bizas Mitzrayim? So answer number one is the son of the Noi Deb Yehuda. Bizas Hayam was more because the Bnei Yisrael only emptied out Ramses and the capital city. The Bizas Hayam emptied out the rest of the country. Answer number two is, when we say we emptied out Mitzrayim, it means of sparks of Kedusha. I want to show you, share with you another answer from the Sefer Imrei Noyam. Imrei Noyam of Rabbi Yaakov Delaishkash. Rabbi Yaakov Delaishkash. He says, how could the Bizas Hayam been greater if we emptied out Mitzrayim? He says, we emptied it out of whatever we saw, but the deposits and the treasures of the kings that were hidden deep below, and in the Matmonios, we never saw it. We didn't get it until Bizas Hayam. One of the commentaries on Rashi is a sefer called Be'er Besada. And the Be'er Besada says, Yosef HaTzadik gathered all the storehouses of silver and gold that was in Baal Tzifon. And Paroi said to his servants that, okay, I'm going to open up the storehouses. So that's why they all went to Baal Tzifon, and Paro gave from the storehouses of Baal Tzifon, and that's where the Bizas Hayam came from. By the way, it's interesting. I was, last year, we were in Columbus, Ohio for Shabbos. So on we got there on Friday. So we had a couple of kids with us. We had to do something with the kids, so we went to a museum. And they had a traveling exhibit there. And you had to pay a lot to get into the traveling exhibit, but it looked very interesting. They had a replica of King Tut's treasures. King Tut's treasures. Actually, we were there, Parshas Korach. And we were going to go to Egypt in this January, but it didn't work out because of the war. But they had a replica of King Tut's treasures, which was found in Egypt. And the wealth of the king, of the pharaoh, was really, literally indescribable. The amount of boxes they put him in, and the amount of treasures that they buried with him, including his chariots, of pure solid gold, was lo yu'uman ki yisupar. So it's very interesting to me, because this was really the wealth of Egypt. And Chazal say the reason why Korach went off is because Korach found the treasures of Yosef, which was from Paroi. So just to give you a little glimpse of what we're talking about when we talk about the Bizas Hayam. Now, this past Matzoi Shabbos, I said over something from a Sefer Ma'avar Yaboik regarding saying Kriya Shema with the right kavana, because we know that when one is when one says Shema, one is supposed to be mechaving that they would give up their life al Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, and the Maver Yaboik says that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the mitzvah of giving up one's life for Hashem, is incumbent on every Jew. But if one says Shema with the right kavanos, it's considered as if that one actually fulfilled it. And it was interesting to me, who wrote the Sefer Maver Yaboik? So just yesterday, I looked up who wrote the Maver Yaboik. Rabbi Aaron Berechia of Modena, who the Chida speaks about in the Shem HaGdolim. He calls him a Mekubal, which is a rare title in the Shem HaGdolim. And he was, I literally just researched him yesterday. And already in today's show, we have another teaching from the Maver Yaboik. And if you want to join us in Italy, we're going to be going to the city of Modena, where he also addresses this question. He addresses the two deos of Rab Asi and as well as Reish Lakish. Rab Asi says that the Klal Yisrael made Mitzrayim like a metzula she'ein bo dagim, like a pond that has no fish. So the question is, so then what exactly was the Bizas Hayam? So he says very interestingly, a pond may not have fish, but the fish still lay eggs. And when fish lay eggs, there are millions of eggs on the bottom of the pond. So even though we took out all the fish, but we only borrowed from Egypt the silver and the gold and the clothing, but the majority of their wealth, that still lay in Egypt. So the analogy is, we took out all the fish, but the eggs were still there. Reish Lakish says, like a pile that has no grain, because we took all the wealth, but we never took the wealth of the officers and the kings. And that's where the Bizas Mitzrayim came from. So that's sort of, to review, how did we have Bizas Hayam if we emptied out Mitzrayim? So the answer of the son Noidi Behuda is we emptied out the Ramses in the capital city, but not the rest of the country. The answer of the Noidi Behuda himself is we emptied them out of sparks of Kedusha, but their money remained. The Imre Noyam says that we didn't take all the treasures of the king. The Be'er Basada says likewise, that we didn't yet get the treasures of Paroi that were in Baal Tzifon. The Maver Yaboik says that we didn't take out the eggs, namely, that we didn't take out a lot of the wealth, or we didn't take out the wealth of the king. In any event, that's a few approaches to deal with this question. Want everybody to mark on their calendar. We have an upcoming Yarchei Kala, March 3rd to March 5th. That's filling up very quickly. So if you want to reserve your spot, we'll be very happy if you participate. And Bez Hashem, everyone's invited to tonight's shir is going to be out of this world. Even though we've spoken about the Makos many times, and we learned about the connection between the Makos and the Asar Ma'amar Shenivra Olam, tonight we're venturing into a new frontier, connecting the Makos to the 10 Sphirois. The 10 Sphirois. Really, it's out of this world. Literally, and figuratively, and allegorically, and symbolically, and all in all ways. So hope you could join us tonight at 8:30. Have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.